The second parak continues discussing various psulim that can invalidate a korban. The first mishnah is going to tell us certain things that if they occur at the time of the kabbalah, holacha, or zrika, it will invalidate the korban. Those are three are different from the shechita. The shechita is kosher bazaar. That means even a non-kohen can do it. So what's much more flexible when it comes to the shechita as opposed to the next three stages? So the Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Kol hazvachim shekibel daman zar. All of these vachim, all the karbanos that the kabbalah was done by a non-kohen, and we're talking again not only about the kabbalah, the second stage, but also the holocha, bringing the blood to the mizbeach. That's the third stage, and the fourth stage, the zrik on the mizbeach. It's going to be only kosher if it's done by a kohen. So kol hazvachim shekibel daman zar. If we had a non-kohen do it, or if we had an onen, tful yom, somebody who was tamei, went to mikvah, didn't have harev shemesh yet, has to wait till the sun sets. Mechusar begadim, if it's a kohen, good, but he wasn't wearing the proper garb of a kohen to do one of these three acts. Again, that is going to be the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika. So he's mechusar begadim, or he's mechusar kippurim, at a certain level of tumah that requires him not only go to mikveh and wait till the sun sets, but he also has to bring a korban the next day, and he has not brought the korban yet. In order to do the avoda, the kohen has to wash his hands and his feet. He didn't do that. Arel, it's a kohen who had a couple brothers who passed away from the mila, so he validly does not have a mila. He's an arel, but he cannot do the avoda. Tameh, he was impure. Yoshev, the avoda has to be done standing, not sitting. Or even if you're standing, Omed al-gabe kelim, if you're standing on top of some vessels, al-gabe behemoth, sitting or standing on top of an animal, al-gabe ragle chaviru, even standing on top of the feet of another kohen, it's going to be pasul, it's pasal. Any of these activities or these people will posel the korban if done at phases 2, 3, and 4. Why you can't be standing on something else? You have to be standing on the floor. That explains the last of the psul. You can't be standing on something else. So continuing, kibel b'smol. If the Kabbalah was done with the left hand, not the right hand, the first view is pasal, that is, makes the korban invalid. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it is valid. It's a machlok, is based on how to understand psukim. Nishbach ala ritzba vasafo, instead of the Kabbalah going straight into the bowl, the klisharis, to collect it, it spritz all out onto the floor, and then they collected it and put it into the klisharis. It's pasul, because it has to go straight from the tzavar, from the neck of the animal, straight into the kli to have a kosher kabbalah. Continuing, when it comes to the zrika, the last stage, nisano agabe hakevish, if it was the zrika was done on the ramp that leads to the mizbeach, but not on the mizbeach itself, shalok kenegar yasod, or if it was placed on a part of the mizbeach, but not where there was a yasod, that's the base of that goes around most of the mizbeach, it was spritzed in a place that doesn't have a yasod, or nasan esanitani lamata lamalan, besanitani lamalan lamatan, there are two halves of the mizbeach. The mizbeach is 10 amos high, it's divided by the chut hasikra in the middle, and some of the zrikas have to be done above the chut hasikra on the top part of the mizbeach, some on the bottom. So if the kohen switched it and he did the nitani lemala lemata, the zrika was supposed to be above on the top half of the mizbeach, and he did it below, or the reverse as anitini bifnim. Go back. Nasanitani lamatan lamalan. If he did the zrika that was supposed to be below, above, and hasanitani lamala lamata, or he did the zrika that was supposed to be on the top half of the mizbeach below, continuing as anitani bifnim bachus, vesanitani bachus bifnim, or if he did a zrika that was supposed to be bifnim, that means on the mizbeach in the heichal, and he did it on the wrong mizbeach. He did it on the mizbeach outside the heichal, the normal mizbeach, or the reverse of those. Pasul ve'im bokaris. It's pasul. It's an invalid korban. However, if somebody would eat the meat of that korban, it would not be a punishment of kares. Now we're going to talk Mishnah Beis, very important psulim. We're going to talk about the psul of chutzlim komo. We're going to define what that means, a chutzlim komo. And this is going to be at any stage, at the shechita or the kabbalah, halacha, or the zrika, if the kohen or the other person, if it's during the shechita, has an improper thought, we don't need a kohen, it has a chutzlim komo thought, and we'll define that shortly. that is going to cause the korban as well to be invalid. But if somebody eats the meat, it's not going to be chayiv kares. So we're going to give three different possibilities. What's the psul, the wrong intention of chutz limkomo? So ashochet as a zevach, somebody who does the shechita on a korban, and as we said, that applies at all four stages, not only the shechita. And these are the three possibilities of the chutz limkomo thoughts that he has. He has in mind he's going to do something in the wrong place. Number one is lizrak damo bachutz or miktsas damo bachutz. He has in mind when he does the zrika that he's going to do it outside of the azara, outside the courtyard of the base of mikdash. That applies. He's going to do all of the blood or part of the blood. That will invalidate the korban. Next, he has in mind the chutz limkomo is lahaktiras emura bachutz or miktsas emura bachutz. He has in mind during one of the four stages that he's going to burn the emurim, the entrails, the innards of the korban that gets burnt on the mizbech. He has in mind he's going to do it chutz limkomo. I'm going to do this outside of the azara, or I'm going to do part of it outside of the azara. That is the second type of chutz limkomo. And number three, le'echol besaro bachutz or kezayis mibesaro bachutz. He has in mind that he's going to eat all or some of the meat outside the area that he's allowed to eat it. And if it's a kodshe kodashim, he has in mind, in other words, the wrong thought is, I'm going to eat it out of the azara. Or if it's kodshe kalim, which can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, he's having in mind, I'm going to eat it chutz limkom, I'm going to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Or another example of that would be ole'echo kazayis me'or ha'aliyah b'chutz, where he has in mind that he's going to eat the kazayis of the fatty tail of a sheep or a lamb, I'm going to eat it outside as well. That's another example because it has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. In all of these situations, this is chutz limkomo. Again, to recap real quickly, if during one of the four stages of the Shechita or the Kabbalah or the Halacha or the Zrika, he has in mind one of three thoughts. Number one is, I'm going to do the Zrika or part of the Zrika in the wrong place. Or he has in mind, at one of those four stages, I'm going to do the Haktara, the burning of the Emurim, or part of the Emurim in the wrong place, or he has in mind, I'm going to eat of the meat of this korban in the wrong place. In all of those situations, pasul ve'ein bo kares. This korban is going to be pasul, but if somebody ate the meat, there's not going to be kares. Now we're going to compare, contrast that to another psul, a critical psul. We're going to spend a lot of time on this, and this is in this parak. This is going to be chutz lizmano, that at one of those four stages, he has in mind that I am going to do either the zrika, or the haktara, or the achila of the meat, the same three that we just saw. He has in mind he's going to do one of those three, not chutz limkomo, outside of its proper place, but outside of the time that the Torah requires him to do that. So, for example, the zrika has to be done for a korban by the time the sun sets, or the haktara has to be done that same day or that night. Has to be done by morning. Or the meat of that korban has to be eaten. It depends on the type of the korban, but some korbanas you have to eat that day and that night, or some give you like a shlamim, you have 2 days and a night in between them. But he has in mind, I'm going to eat it during one of those four stages, chutz lizmano, at a different time. So here we go. Lizrok, if somebody has in mind that I'm going to do the zrika of the damo lemachar tomorrow, or miktsas damo lemachar, I'm going to do the whole zrika tomorrow, not today, it has to be done today. Or part of it, I'm going to be done, do it tomorrow, that's chutz lizmano. Or he has in mind, lahaktir emurav lemachar, or miktsas emurav lemachar. He has in mind, I'm going to do the haktar, the burning of the emurim, I'm going to do it chutz lizmano, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm going to do part of it tomorrow, it has to be done today. Or he has in mind as follows, lechol besar lemachar, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, the meat tomorrow, kazayis mi besar lemachar, or part of it, at least a kazayis tomorrow. Or similar to what we saw in the ratio, lechol kazayis mor haliyah lemachar, he has in mind that he's going to eat a kazayis of the fatty tail tomorrow. Again, that is a chutz lizmano. This and all these situations when we have a chutz lizmano, this korban is called a pigul. It is detestable. It's an abomination. Dechayavin alav kares. And it's different from a chutz limkomo. When you have a chutz lizmano that becomes a pigul, if somebody would eat that meat, it is chayav kares. Continuing Mishnah Gimel, we are going to recap some of these concepts. This is the principle that we're talking about. If you do any of those four stages, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, and you le'echol davar shedarko lekol, and what do you have in mind is, I'm having in mind a psul, to eat something that you normally eat. So you have to have in mind, for example, I'm going to have in mind that I'm going to eat the meat, le'haktir davar shedarko lekol, or you have in mind, I'm going to do the haktara on something that is supposed to be burned, and the improper thought is chutz limkomo. So he's thinking at the time of one of those four stages, if it really relates to something that is eaten, or alternatively, if it relates to something to that is normally brought, burnt on the Mizbeach, that I'm going to do it chutz limkomo, I'm going to do it at the improper time. That is the situation, as we mentioned, pasul v'imbo kares, it is a psul, it's an invalid korban, but there's no kares, and if you had in mind the psul that we're talking about, chutz lizmano, if you had in mind, I'm going to do those acts, I'm going to do the haktara at the wrong time, or I had the achila at the wrong time, that is pigul v'chayavim alav kares, and there's a chiyuv of kares. Now this is what we're going to have to get into more detail, because this is going to be the subject matter of the rest of the perek. Ubilvad shiikrav hamatir kmitzvah. So this is on the condition, when we're talking about a pigul, that you had it chutz lizmanos man, this means literally as long as the matir, which is the blood, was done properly the rest of the time. In other words, what this means, and we'll spell it out in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, as we start, Ketzad Karev Hamatir Kimitzvah. So what does this mean? On a high level, what we're talking about is that you can only have a psul, a pigul, that when you have a chutz lizmano thought during one of the four stages, that it becomes a pigul if that's the only psul that you have on that korban. But if you have another psul on that korban, for example, at one stage you had a chutz lizmano, but another stage you had chutz lemekomo, or one stage you had chutz lizmano, and another stage you had lo lishma. That was the subject of the first parak of our masechta, that you're thinking about, it's a different type of korban than it really is. In that situation, it's certainly going to be an invalid korban, but it's not going to be a pigul. To be a pigul, you can only have one psul of a chutz lizmano. You can't have any other psulim. If you have another psul, then it's no longer pigul. So the Mishnah Dalit says as follows, what does that mean? Ketzad karev amatir kimitzvah. So what does that mean? That the dam, that the blood was offered as required in order for something to become a pigul. But if you had an additional psul, it's not a pigul. So when do we have a pigul is the question, that we only have a chutz lizmano. So we're going to have three different examples of when something indeed does become a pigul because there was only one psul. And as we'll see, there's a psul going to be at one stage or all stages, it doesn't matter. But as long as it's a chutz lizmano and nothing else at any other stages, then it's going to be pigul. So example number one is shachat bishtika. When you did the shchita, which is phase number one, and you didn't have improper thoughts. Shtika means you were okay. You didn't have a chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo. Everything was good. Came the next three stages, Kibel, the Kabbalah, Behilech, Halacha, Mizorak, the Zerika. At all of those three stages, you had a chutz lizmano thought. You were thinking at the all three of those stages, I'm going to do the haktara at the wrong time, I'm going to eat this meat at the wrong time. That is a pigul. Why? Because at the first stage, you had no bad thoughts. And the next three stages, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zerika, you had chutz lizmano. So here, the only psul on this korban, we had it at three stages, is a chutz lizmano, no other psulim. Example number two, o sheshachat chutz lizmano. The first stage, the shchita, he had the bad thoughts, chutz lizmano, and the next three, he did well. Kibel, vehilech, vezorak, b'shtika. He did well, no other psulim. So here we only have one psul. On the first stage at the shchita, we had a chutz lizmano. There are no other psulim here. That is going to be pigul. Or example number three, o sheshachat, vikibel, vihilech, vizara chutz lizmano, or at all four stages, he had a chutz lizmano. Each of them, all four, he had chutz lizmano, but again, there are no other psulim on this korban other than a chutz lizmano. Zehu shekarev amatil kemitzvah. So this is what we're talking about, that other than the chutz lizmano thought, this korban was done correctly. There are no other psulim here. This is a pigul. This is the worst. This is indeed when somebody who eats that meat would be chayev karis. Now we're going to say, when is it not a pigul? It's invalid, but it's not a pigul. Why isn't it a pigul? Because there was an additional psul in addition to the chutz lizmano. Ketzad lo karav amatir kemitzvah. So what are we saying? That the dam, the blood at the end of the day, at the time of the Zrika, when we look back at it, it wasn't done correctly. Meaning there was more than just a chutz lizmano. There was also a chutz limkomo. There was a chutz shelo lishma. So now we're going to go through three examples of when there was also a chutz limkomo in addition to the chutz lizmano. So here he goes. Example number one, shachat chutz limkomo. The first stage, the shchita, he had the wrong thoughts. It was a chutz limkomo. Kibel, behilech, vezarek, chutz lizmano. And the next three stages, he has the thoughts of chutz lizmano. So here, because we have chutz lizmano, but also there was a chutz limkomo, at one of those four stages, this isn't going to be a pigul, because we don't have only a chutz lizmano, we have also a chutz limkomo. First stage was chutz lizmano. Or similarly, but in reverse, next example, number two, o sheshachat chutz lizmano, instead of the last three stages being the chutz lizmano, the first stage, the shechita, was the chutz lizmano, and then the next three stages were the chutz limkomo. Kibel, the hilech, the zarach, chutz limkomo. Here we have it again. We don't only have a chutz lizmano, we have also a chutz limkomo. One stage was chutz lizmano. Three stages were chutz limkomo. It doesn't matter. This is, again, not going to be a pigul. Or another example, o sheshachat. Kibel, the hilech, the zarach, chutz limkomo. As long as one of those stages has a chutz limkomo and another stage has a chutz lizmano, again, this is the same concept. Whether you have the first stage is the chutz limkomo, the last stage is the chutz limkomo, or one of the stages is chutz limkomo and you also have a chutz lizmano, in all of these situations, it's not only a chutz lizmano, we also have a chutz limkomo. Accordingly, it is not a pigul. And now we're going to give another example of this. We're going to go back to the first parak. We talked about ha-pesach v'achata sheshchatan shelo lishman. If somebody brings a korban pesach on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, or if somebody brings a korban chatas at all times, and it was shelo lishman, and shelo lishman means you had in mind it's a different type of korban. For example, you're bringing the pesach and you're thinking it's an ola. You're bringing the chatas and you're thinking it's a shlamim. So it's shelo lishman. So that is invalid. That's a psul. So if we're talking about Pesach and a Chatas, you did the Shechita Shelo Lishman, and then Kibel, V'Hilef, V'Zarech, Chutz Lizmano, the Chutz Lizmano happened on all three of the next stages. So here again, it's not only a Chutz Lizmano, we have Chutz Lizmano three stages, but we also had a Shelo Lishma P'sul on the Shechita stage. Or we'll reverse it again. Next example, O Sheshachat Chutz Lizmano, the first stage, here we had the Chutz Lizmano, not the last stage, but we had the Chutz Lizmano on the first stage, and then thereafter, Kibel, V'Hilef, V'Zarech, Shelo Lishman, and the next three stages were Lo Lishman. So again, here we have it that we're simply reversing. We have the first stage of Shelo Lishman, and the next three are Lo Lizmano, or the reverse of that. Or the next example would be O Sheshachat, Kibel, V'Hilef, V'Zarech, Shelo Lishman. At one of those stages, we had a Shelo Lishman, and another stage, we had a Shelo Lizmano. The bottom line here is in all of these, it's in addition to Shelo Lizmano, had the psul, I'm going to do something in its improper time, we also had another psul of Shelo Lishma, Zehu Shelo Karav Amatu Kemitzvah. So this is an example when we look at the Zrika, the fourth stage, and we look back, because it's not only that we had a Shelo Lizmano, but we also had another psul, then accordingly, this is not going to be the classic pigul. It's going to be pusul, but it's not going to be a kigul. Kigul is only when there's a chutz lizmano and nothing else. Continuing, Mishnah builds on this concept and tells us that we've been talking about if you have two psulim, you have not only a chutz lizmano, but you also add a chutz limikomo, or you also add shelo lishma at different stages. That is not a pigul, but the Mishnah is going to extend that to even during one stage, during the shechita, or during the kabbalah, or during the holacha, or during the zrika. Any one of those stages, if you have dual thoughts, you had both psul thoughts at the same stage, also this is not going to be a kigul. So for example, le'echol, if at any one of those stages, we'll say for example to the shechita, if the person had in mind le'echol kazayis b'chutz, the person has, I'm going to eat a kazayis of this korban chutz limkomo, that's b'chutz, chutz limkomo, and ukazayis lemachar, and another kazayis, I'm going to do chutz mano. I'm going to eat chutz mano. So here, he's thinking one of the three psulim that we talked about when it comes to chutz mano or chutz limkomo, as well as you think you're going to do the zrika in the wrong place at the wrong time, or the achila or the haktara. Here, in this one stage, during shechita, is saying, one kazayis, I'm going to eat chutz, that's a chutz limkomo, and one kazayis, I'm going to eat chutz mano. Or that's kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar. Or he reverses the order, kazayis l'machar or kazayis b'chutz. Or the first the thought that he has is the chutz lizmano, and he has a chutz limkomo. But in the same stage during the shechita, he has both thoughts. It doesn't matter the order, if the chutz limkomo comes first and then the chutz lizmano, then the chutz limkomo. Or he has not even about a whole kazayis, but about a half a kazayis. He thinks as follows: during the shechita, during the kabbalah, during one of the stages, not at different stages, during the one stage, he has both thoughts, invalid thoughts. I'm going to do half a kazayis that is going to be shalobim komo, that's bachutz, and another kazayis thereafter, he has the thoughts, I'm going to do another chetzi kazayis lamachar. Those two kazayisim, those half to half a kazayisim will combine together. So now he's having an improper thought on a whole kazayis. Kechetzi zayis lamachar, kazayis lamachutz, or he verses it, and first he has the chutz lizmano, and then he has chutz lamkomo. The order doesn't matter. In all of these situations, he's thinking about doing a chutz lizman or chutz lemekamo on a kazayis, the kazayisim, half a kazayis, a head kazayis combined, pasul ve'em bokaris, because it's not only a chutz lizman psul, but also a chutz lemekamo psul, the order doesn't matter again, it's going to be a pasul, but it's not going to be a pigul, because there's another psul involved here as well, not only a chutz lizmano. Now Rebbe Yehuda is going to have a very different view. Rebbe Yehuda isn't going to have the view that you look at the time of the Zrika, the fourth stage, look back and see, did I only have a thought of Chutz Lizmano, and did I also have an additional psul? That's the Tanakama, that's the prior Mishnah, that's the Sheet of Chachamim. But rather, Rebbe Yehuda goes strictly, what was your the first invalidation? He's of the view, Tfos Lashon Rishon, go after the first thing that the person thought, the first wrong intention. So if the first thing that the person thought was a Chutz Limkomo, that is not going to be a Kipigul. That is going to be an invalid korban, but it's not a pigul. If the first thing, the first psul was chutz lizmano, that entire animal is going to be a pigul, regardless of the thoughts thereafter. All you go is by the first psul. That is what decides for us, says Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zaklal. This is my principle. Im machsheves hazman kama lemachsheves hamakom. If the psul of chutz lizmano came first before a chutz limkomo, be it on different stages, shchita, holach, etc., or during the same stage, it doesn't matter. If the first thought was chutz lizmano, pigul, v'chayavin alav karz, that is going to be a pigul, because that's your first thought was a pigul thought, it was chutz lizmano, and anyone who eats that meat is going to be chayav karz, v'machsheves hamakom kadma l'machsheves hazman. However, if the first thought the person had, be it on separate stages or even during the same stage, if it's a chutz limakomo, that animal is already, that korban is already pasul. So when the chutz lizmano came there afterward, it's irrelevant because it's already a pasul animal. It cannot any longer become a pigul. Pasul ve'em bo karis, it's pasul. The first thought is what we go by, and there's no karis. Now, v'chachamim omri, v'chachamim is the Tanakhama, this Mishnah, it's a prior Mishnah, this is the classic view. Ze v'ze pasul ve'em bo karis, whichever thought comes first, we don't care, it doesn't matter. We only look back from the Zrika stage and look back and see, is it only a chutz lizmano thought there was? That's going to be a pigul. If there was an additional psul like a chutz limkomo and or a chutz or a shalol lishma, it doesn't matter the order because we're looking back from the zikra, from the zrika. If there's another psul, it's certainly pasul, but it's not a pigul ein bo kares. And just to conclude, the Mishnah and the Kerek, everyone agrees on the following situation: if the thought of the person that is bringing the animal at any of the stages is lechol kazayis. If the thought is now not that I'm going to eat a half gazayas and eat a half gazayas, those would combine, but he has in mind, I'm going to eat a half a gazayas and I'm going to be mocked to do the haktar on half a gazayas. So half a gazayas and half a gazayas, doing these two different activities, either he's thinking chutz lizmano or chutz limakomo, it doesn't matter what the psul is, but because it's he's thinking about a half a kazayis on one and half a kazayis the other, half a kazayis to eat chutz limakomo and half a kazayis to be mocked your chutz limakomo, or half a kazayis I'm going to be mocked your sholol isma, or half a kazayis that I'm going to eat sholol lizmano, in these situations it's going to be kosher. Even despite those machshavos, those intentional, those thoughts that are wrong, the animal, the korban is going to be kosher. She'ein achila v'haktar mitztarfim, because that half a kazayis of the achila and half of the kazayis of the haktar that he's thinking about, we don't combine them together. So there's not a shear that he's thinking about in order for this korban to become a psul.